The Festival of Ideas provides the opportunity to reflect on those big ideas, those big questions that shape Australian society and, of course, Australia within the wider world. So today we've got two panels looking at the influences of historical developments, of ideas, of movements, of institutions in the 19th century and the 20th century, and what those influences mean for us now today. How has the past shaped contemporary Australia? What sort of ideas have come through the centuries and through the decades to influence what we think about our environment, about our country, and about our place within the wider region and, of course, within the world? The two panels today will reflect on the influences of the 19th and 20th century on contemporary Australia. And so we've got experts talking about historiographical developments, how have national histories been written, how does the forming of nationhood reflect broader ideas about society and place, and what is the impact of the landscape on the way Australians understand each other. Central to these discussions are, for example, reflections on Australian nationalism, a nationalism that shifted in the 19th century when Australian identity was very much bound up with that of Britain and the imperial reach of empire. From the period of federation, of course occurring in 1901, through the 20th century, Australians' idea of nation and nationhood has changed. And the panels will provide opportunities to reflect on those changes, considering such questions as the impact of war and, of course, the Anzac spirit on Australian society, but also the impact of ideas about egalitarianism. Is Australia, and now, and has it ever been historically, the place of the fair go? Two of our speakers, for instance, will be considering case studies about the relationship between Australian identity and place. Rebe Taylor will look at Tasmania. Very interesting when we think about Australian identity, the place that Tasmania, with its history of convict settlement, a very dark history, and of course the brutality in Tasmania towards Indigenous people, how Tasmania sits in a broader understanding of Australian identity and I think also Australia's place in the world. In the afternoon, Ian McCalman is going to talk about Australian identity and the Great Barrier Reef. And I think this opens up some very interesting discussion about how the natural environment shapes perceptions of Australia and Australian identity, both within our country and from outside audiences, the international gaze, as you like, if you wish.